Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two passages of Scripture. First, out of the Old Testament, Isaiah, and then out of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. First, out of the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. And this is Isaiah telling the people what the Lord has told him to tell them. "For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other." And then out of the book of Revelation, the Apostle John is writing. He wrote the Gospel of John, of course, and he wrote the letters in the New Testament, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And now he ends the last book of the Bible, writing Revelation, chapter 21, beginning at verse 3. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Well, it happened recently after a phone conversation. It was one that I had the other day with a longtime dear friend, and we were talking about the events of the day and the sense of hopelessness that we sometimes had and people have, with which seems to prevail in the nation and because of all that's going on in the nation and the world. And then it happened. The next morning, the sun came up, reminding me once again that no matter what, God is there. He is Lord over all, and there is no other. Always there to turn to. It led me to share this reminder with you. I believe I've shared before. But a few years ago, Michael W. Smith wrote one of those all-time, all-year listening Christmas songs. Anyway, that's what I do with Christmas songs, listen to them all year. Listen to the words that he wrote. "All is well, all is well. Angels and men rejoice, for tonight darkness fell into the dawn of love's light. All is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come. Go and tell that He is in the manger. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior. All is well." But you know what? If you stop and think about it, you really can't blame folks for having a bit of a skeptical outlook about life, wondering whether things really are all that well, especially confronted with today's news accounts contributing to our unrest and tension with the absence of civility between us, the lack of trust and honor and honesty in our national and world leaders, wading through our personal stuff, and then the natural storms which all try to rob us of the peace in our lives that we want, the assault on our national heritage and values, the ongoing march to remove God from our workplaces, our schools, public places, within our communities, from our lives. Despite all of that, here's the absolute truth. Listen to me. With God, all is well. In the midst of what seems to be a world spinning out of control, Isaiah proclaims from the mountaintop God's word to us, which we read a moment ago, "I am the Lord, and there is no other." With that truth, my friends, we can believe. We can believe that all is well. Not there yet? Well, I get it. I understand. I mean, really, how can we say all is well, especially after we spend a little time on the TV or open the daily newspaper? To even say all is well seems sometimes a bit naive. As we look around the world, near and far, with the burdens of the day too heavy for many of us to carry, uncertain futures filled with problems, and mountains rising and valleys stretching out before us, because I know what some of you are going through, trying to figure out the next steps for your career or facing the uncertainty and expectations of something new, or hey, you have no idea as to where you feel God is calling you next. Some of you are concerned with the uncertainty of a loved one's medical condition or are feeling helpless as you watch the vibrancy of a beloved family member dissipate before your very eyes with the onset of numerous illnesses, reminding us of the importance and fragility of life and the gift of family that we have been given. Or you're standing on the side of a child or a grandchild or godchild struggling, once again trying to find their way in life and trying to protect them and their future in a world that is unforgiving and harsh and seeks to rob them at times of their innocence and values. Some of you are trying your very best to step out into each brand new day, trying to figure out what that next season of your life should look like, while wondering how many of these days you have left. Looking around, sometimes it appears that others' lives are going just as they had planned, but ours, well, not so much. Things we didn't expect to happen are popping up and we can't deal with them. Things which we thought were going our way have now taken a 180-degree turn in the wrong direction. We see the evil and hopelessness in the world around us and want to do something to make a difference, but feel helpless, absolutely helpless, to do anything. Child abuse reports continue to rise in neighborhoods not too far from us. Human trafficking by the tens of millions grows each year more and more around the world. Homelessness surrounds us in the streets of some of our great cities, and no one seems to care. Violence is allowed to run rampant in our neighborhoods, taking innocent lives day after day with no consequences for those doing the damage. I have to admit, I'm the worst one to be suggesting this because I want to fix it all. Seeing those things happening all around me and in the world, I personally have difficulty. That's a confession. I have difficulty at times embracing the idea that all is well. I find myself fighting through waves of sadness, feelings of despair, trying to push past the evil and the hopelessness to grasp the hope of Christ every day. To push past and to do that. Fighting to remember the promise and the truth that every day and in the end, God will have the final say. That He will wipe away every tear and will make all things new. Being able then to embrace the truth within that all is well. And in my better moments, when I punch my head through the clouds, I know that the power, the perspective, and the peace to rise above all of that around us and around me is there. I am the Lord, and there is no other, Scott. Isaiah reminds me and us. We may not know how or when, but God will have the final say. And no matter the storms, the tragedies, the heartaches we suffer through, this we know to be true. He is Lord before them, in them, and after them. We may not understand why things happen. Things too often just don't make a lot of sense. We may not see God's hand in something until much later or until we look back from eternity. But He is there. He is there. As God had Isaiah remind us, which we read a moment ago, when God says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. And then as the Apostle John wrote in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, He will wipe away every tear, and there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and is making everything new. So, how about this? Let's begin today, this morning, whatever time it is during the day. Let's begin, you and me, by believing that He is the Lord of all. So we stop trying to control everything and everyone, feeling responsible to make it all well. How about instead you and I sign up to let God have it, to let Him take over, to surrender it all to His lead, to keep moving, but we're following Him, surrendered to the direction He wants us to go, to trust and follow Him as He keeps calling us to make a difference, to surrender and let God rule in our lives, not us. Maybe you and I could commit together to sign a pledge card, something like this today. I mean, I think I've suggested this to you before, but how about this? Okay, God, I realize I can't make everything right, but you can. I can do what I can do and what I should do. I can use the gifts and abilities you've given me to have an impact. So Lord, now I pledge to stop trying to run and rule the world and will allow you to do that. I know, I believe, and I trust that you've got me and you've got it. Thank you, Lord. Scott, I'll tell you what. I'll email you the pledge. If you'll just send me your email, if you're listening to this online, just send me your email. I'll email you the pledge and you can edit it, you can sign it, you can type your name on the line and email it back to me and we'll hold each other accountable. How about that? My friends, as Michael W. Smith reminded us, all is well. Angels and men rejoice, for tonight darkness fell. Into the dawn of love's light, Christ has come. All is well. All is well, dear friends. No kidding. Really, no kidding. God's got it all. In the midst of whatever, he is still Lord. We are not. He is still Lord, and there is no other. We can trust him. Before the storms, in the midst of the storms, and afterward, as we find our way through each new day. Always with him, always remembering God's got it, and that all is well. All is well. Amen and amen. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for the reminder. But you know what? Every day the reminder's all around us. If we just poke our head through the clouds and see the sunshine and see that you're there and you've got us in the midst of everything, you are there and all is well. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder every day. Drag us, pull us, push us to remember that and also into the life that you want us to continue to live with you and for you, touching the world around you. Lord, all is well because you're there. You've got it. I am the Lord, you said, and there is no other. You are making everything new. You are there, our God. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In Jesus' precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.